Thanks, Cardiff.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I received a letter from you guys out of the blue.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to find out some information about it.
Sure. Is there a reservation number on there?
There is. It is 2511-2101-0008-4002.
Okay. Let me pull your information up here.
Okay.
And I have Metro Vending of Michigan.
And that is me.
Okay.
So how did I see something like this that I wasn't solicited, that I didn't solicit, you know?
Is this Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is this a business line or is this a cell phone number?
Well, it's both.
It's what? I'm sorry.
It's both, correct.
Oh, it is. Okay. Perfect. And then let's see real quick here. Are you still at the 24477 Heritage Drive address?
Correct.
Okay. So what you received is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs. Was there something specific you were looking for the business?
Not really. I know I've seen a lot of these programs where they offer all this money up front, and there's secured loans and non-secured loans, and
mm-hmm.
I've always had
yeah.
questions about business credit. I've been in business over 17 years,
uh-huh.
and I just wondered, I try to talk to a few people at the bank, like, how does that work with my business credit? And they don't, not too many people really know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
all they basically tell me is, go ahead, not sure.
We do offer equipment loans, which are secured, as well as unsecured capital. So I'm not sure. What does your business do exactly?
I own a vending company, and my vending is machines that are amusement devices, so pool tables, jukeboxes. There actually is no product. The game is the product. So it's a...
You rent it out, or how, I'm sorry, how does that work?
I put the machines into bars and clubs and work on a shared revenue.
Okay, and then you just charge them a monthly fee, something like that?
We share the revenue that they produce, generally.
Okay.
There's a commission split of 60-40, 50-50, it just depends on the location, the type of equipment that go in there.
Okay, so we offer equipment financing. For your situation, I don't know, how do you usually purchase these different pieces of equipment?
Well, there's a couple of different distributors that I use, and they offer me terms because I've been doing business with them over 10 years each. So I can get terms with them, but that's only 30, 60, or 90 days, or pay for them in full. So, you know, there's only a few ways. I do have a company called Firestone Financial, and they finance strictly just vending equipment, and they don't do much financing outside. They do like two or three different things in financing.
Okay.
For laundry mats, they do vending machines, amusement rides, and things of that nature for carnivals and parks. They just do three or four things, but they're
right.
a smaller company, and they just do financing for equipment.
Okay. Yeah, your situation's a little bit unique in the fact that you don't house the equipment. It's going to
right.
different locations. And
right.
so
it'll
that make makes it a little
rent.
Bit it makes it a little bit more tricky, yeah, because you're not, you know, it's going somewhere else. So,
right, I'm not buying a press and putting the press inside my warehouse. It's,
right, exactly. So in terms of equipment, that might, I don't know if that's going to fit. You know, exactly. But we do
right.
have the unsecured capital program. If you are using capital for anything else, trying to grow the business, marketing, whatever
right.
it may be,
right.
that does go on your business credit. It doesn't go on your personal credit, although we do look at your personal credit just to make sure there's nothing, you know, significant in terms of tax liens or judgments,
right.
things of that nature. But it does go on your business credit, and we usually will lend about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue of the business in which you can decide how much of that funding you'd like to take. So, for instance, what did your business do for gross revenue last year?
Off the top of my head, it's a couple hundred thousand, give or take.
Okay. Yeah, so we would
Saying that your non-secured loan would be roughly 10 to 15% of that.
For the unsecured loan, yeah. Now, do you have anything in mind that you'd be using the funds for?
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about, like you're saying, doing some things outside of business of equipment financing.
Okay.
My business is changing. Technology has changed it over the last decade. So people don't generally play as many games as they did 15 years ago. There's a lot less equipment. So my business is slowly, it's changing, basically.
Yeah.
Because there's not much, you know, now the games that we have to put in there are games that you have to physically play, because everything else you can do on your phone. So it has to be a dartboard or a pool table or something physical.
Right.
You throw the ball or a hoop game. So it's kind of like it's trending back into time and what the old games used to be before all the, you know. So that's why, but I'm thinking along the lines of doing more in, like you're saying, marketing, sales, maybe putting out like a mass market letter and having a salesman follow up with it, as opposed to me trying to be sales service, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking a little outside the box. But a lot of times when I've seen these deals, my credit's very good. My credit's like 800. I generally don't go in for all these. These guys generally want, for unsecured loans, want ridiculous interest rates and ridiculous upfront money fees or whatever you call them, terms. I was trying to get an idea. Is this a company that's going to want 10% or 20% on these loans, or some of these loans are pretty ridiculous?
Yeah, our rates would start at 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there because it's unsecured. We have nothing to, you know, hold on to. I don't know if you've gone to your local bank at all.
Well, for loans, I mean, not really. I mean, not in a while, but
so,
go ahead.
I would try there first, but, you know, these loans are, if you can utilize the funds for something that's going to generate revenue, it's a great program because it's kind of like a line of credit where you always have access to these funds. And depending on how you set it up, every so many months, you can pull from it again. You could pay it off early, get a discount. You're automatically getting a tax write-off because it's a business loan. So there's a lot of good features, although it's going to be more than, you know, credit line at the bank. We're not making you bunch of hoops and put your home up and other, you know, assets.
No, I understand. I am interested in doing something like you're saying, unsecured.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in building the business credit because I eventually want it to, you know, stand on its own.
Yeah.
But I'm just leery about these. I mean, even 10% isn't ridiculous, but I mean, some of these rates or fees on some of these loans are pretty extravagant. So
we will we'll never charge you anything up front to apply. Okay.
Okay.
And the interest is built into the program. So the principal and interest is all built in. And we give you different options so you can kind of see, you know, based on the term, what's going to be the lowest overall cost of this loan. Maybe it's going to be, you know, the 10-month program instead of the 15-month. So we'll give you some different options so you can kind of compare and see what's going to make the most sense. And, you know, we'll give you the highest approval amount, but you can choose how much you want to take in terms of maybe you only want to start with $10,000 instead of $30,000. And that would be fine. You could pick what you want. You could pick the term length you want. And we can kind of customize it so it makes sense for your business.
Right. I mean, my business, I kind of need more along the lines of a line, because I'll need money and then buy equipment or spend money, and then in 6 months the money's back. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like I'm stretched for cash, especially summer's bad for me. Winter is the season. Everybody goes back in the bars. I'm in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So summertime is real slow. I'm like down 25-30%, and then all of a sudden now this is my season. From the pool leagues to dart leagues, bowling, everything starts now, and I'm busy till March.
Yeah. So for your business, a lot of people just want a little bit of a cushion. And so they might pick something shorter term, like 6 months. And halfway through, so in 3 months, you would have access to pull from that again if you wanted to. And then you can pay the loan off at any time.
Right.
So you could just open it back up, or you could just renew it halfway through. There's a lot of flexibility.
Hmm. I just wondered, like you're saying, if for unsecured, all I would qualify is for 10 to 15% of
the
total gross.
Yeah, you'd be about $20,000 to $30,000 for an initial approval.
Right.
And then as we build a relationship with you, we'll see those loan amounts get approved for higher amounts, better rates, longer terms. That's what most of our clients will keep on using this program just because they will, just the return on the investment works out really nice. So they'll just keep pulling from it and utilize those funds to grow the business.
Hmm. Well, so you still would need my personal credit as well, then?
Yes, we do have to look at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But what you're saying
sure
is
nothing.
Then, I have no problem with that. But so you look at the credit, but yet you're saying it's unsecured.
Correct.
Is
so we don't. We don't require any assets.
So
we're basing it off of the revenue of the business. So what we'll look at are your business bank statements so we can see the cash flow. And that's why we kind of stay in that 10 to 15% range. We never want to lend too much money to a business where it's not going to be beneficial. You know, we don't want them to take on too much funding. And so that's why we kind of stay
usually
in that.
Around 25% on average, but of your gross.
Was there an amount you were potentially looking at?
I mean, not really. I feel like I want to get started. You know, I don't need it tomorrow, but I feel like I want to get started now. So then, you know, like you say, pay off the loan or so, refinance some things and, you know, get rid of some equipment, downsize.
Well, do you want me to email you what we would need to issue an approval?
Yeah, that's fine. You're going to...
Okay.
You need 2 years. I'm sure you need 2 years.
No, we don't need that. We'll look at 6 months business bank statements. And then your most recent tax return, so 14 or 15. Some people haven't completed 15 yet, so we're still accepting 14. And then it's just a one-page application. And then we can usually issue an approval within a day for you with some different options that you can review and kind of, you know, see what's going to make the most sense for you.
Yeah. Yeah, my email is Metro.
Okay.
VOM. Vending of Michigan. Metro VOM at Gmail.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just send what we need, and then whenever you can get that back to me, we can issue an approval usually within a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like you say, you do other loans besides just regular loans and lines. You do all kinds of silly things.
Yeah, we do equipment financing as well. We've been in business for about 13 years. So we started with equipment financing, and then the working capital has been very popular. So probably the past 5 to 6 years, we have been doing that as well.
So unsecured loans, how does that boost my business credit?
Because we will file a UCC filing, and that gets reported to Dun & Bradstreet that does the business reporting. So that is linked to your business, your federal tax ID number, and it's all associated. So, it shows that you have a loan and you have good payment on that loan. And
is
so it all just gets reported.
Is there a way for me to, my personal credit up, is there a way for me to look at my business credit and see what?
So I would go to Dun and Bradstreet and see if you can look it up there. They do the business reporting.
Right.
I can't look it up for you. I can only look up your personal credit. But I would go there. I think that's a good start and see if you can pull your business credit on there.
I just wondered what is actually down there. But, I mean, companies like, you know, that I've been dealing with, I'm sure they deal with that. I'm assuming that's how you got my...
Yeah, so we do it. We do pull business credit internally, but I don't pull it.
Right.
I don't pull it when I'm submitting the files. I'll usually just look at the personal credit. But the business credit is actually really interesting because it'll give you, you know, scale in terms of risk, you know, your risk level, you know, in terms of how much debt a business has. So it'll be very low risk or high risk. So all that information does show up on that report.
Okay. Interesting. Because I know a lot of times when I talk to the banks, they just don't really know the answers. And I have a business credit card. I have these things, but they're all secured by me. They're all secured by my personal, you know, so I don't really know how can my personal guarantee on these make that card build my business credit?
Well, it has to be under the business name.
Right. And they say they are, but I'm still personally guaranteeing, like, my business credit card through my bank.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they do that. You know, I don't know how they work there. But for us, we only do business financing, so we don't do any personal financing. So everything goes under the business name here. And that your federal tax ID number, we have to have that. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Get that email, and I will take a peek.
All right. Sounds good. All my direct info will be on there as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.